You're listening to DraftKings Network.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football, Juju.
God bless football, the Milky Way Galaxy. Yes.
What's the matter with you? The Milky Way Galaxy. We are wrapping it up from the Super Bowl radio row. It's a very sad time in my life.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But I would say that this is perhaps one of the greatest episodes we have ever put together. It's been a great week out here.
It really has.
Yeah, yeah, it's been so much fun. I love it here. Not Vegas, Radio Row.
Not that great, Mikey. Not that great, Mikey.
Yeah. Sorry, no, it sounds wonderful.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that good. Overrated.
I ordered pizza tonight, so eat that.
Oh, wow.
Take that, you guys.
You know what? I do after a full week in Vegas. I do look forward to a night where I'm just sitting home ordering a pizza.
Yeah, you know, Billy.
Yeah, the simple things in life. You know,
Josh Allen gave me a churro, so
we're gonna have that's right at a footlong cookie. I believe
it was so good.
It was terrible, though, Mike. It was not the cookie. The cookie was great. It was just the tie. It was
Yeah. All that book money, Stu Gatz is about to make is going to fly me out to New Orleans next year.
StuGatzBook.com, my personal record book, available right now on pre-sale. Thank you, everyone. All right, this is a very fun episode. Puka Nacua going to join us. Billy really loved Puka. We're going to have the two guys from Washington. I was so impressed with these guys because they're college kids walking around Radio Row, and they were so confident and so good at media. Michael Penix Jr. and Rome Odunze. I think Rome is going to be the best player in the draft. I do. But I was so impressed with how they handled themselves with the interview because they were just fun. They were laughing. They didn't take it seriously. It was conversational. They were cool guys. I like them. I want them both to be New York Jets.
See what you did there.
Penix is good, man. That guy is good. Anyway, we're also going to have, I said Puka, we're going to have Rome, we're going to have Mike Golick on, and we're going to have Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. That's an episode right there. Catching up with an old friend. I like getting back to basics. Like, I love having these guys on, and then you stick Mike Golick right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Billy?
I do know what you're saying.
You love Golick, and he looks good, and everyone knows he looks good, and Golick knows he looks good.
He does. He knows he looks good. He won't say it, but you know he knows.
He knows.
Juju, he looks good.
Yeah, I saw his ass leaning in the eating area like this. So I'm like, bro, he's leaning like
that. No one stands like that. Yeah.
Nobody, but Juju, because I you're the expert on who looks good, who doesn't look good. Okay. No, because you always look good.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Tell me that you wouldn't want to look like Mike Golick when you're that age.
I would want to look like Mike Golick at this age if I could. I would pay money. He has everything.
But so Chris Sims, it wasn't in the audio that came out in the other episode because it was before we started rolling.
Yeah.
But Chris Sims saw Golick. He's like, damn, he looks good. And then he goes, man, you don't even have a forehead. You have a three head because he realized his hair is actually, instead of receding, it's going down.
Right.
He's getting a better hairline as he gets older.
Classic Sims. It was nice to see those two guys like hanging out because we brought them together on the show occasionally and they always enjoy each other. And now they saw each other in person. They had fun. It was pretty cool. Josh Allen, Billy, a little tension. What do you mean? He said he had a funny looking face.
I wanted to call out from this one.
Where are we going?
This is the problem is that I don't know how I don't learn this.
What?
There are consequences for my actions.
Yes, there are, Billy. Yes, there are.
They are.
And I don't like that.
Well, then don't say the things that you say.
Well,
no, otherwise deal with the consequences. That's it.
But I'd like to say the things that I say and not deal with the consequences.
Listen,
or don't book the person.
Right. You're an NFL period. You keep it real.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
You don't say no to Josh Allen, but don't say the things that you're saying. See, what happens for me, I've landed in a very nice spot.
Yeah.
The crazy things that I say, they get attached to the Levitar.
Yeah.
So I just keep letting them fly.
Yeah.
I think that works for you, too. Just listen, I'm going to try to blame Dan for your mistake. Okay.
Okay.
Because I feel like he pressured you. He pinned you into a corner.
Yeah.
And you had to say what you had to say.
I was bullied.
I don't think you meant it. You might get bullied again right now.
I hope not.
Thank you, man.
Let's find out together. Let's go to Josh Allen first.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Very exciting. Josh Allen is on set with us here. We are 4 days out from the Super Bowl. Josh, why are you traveling with a f-ing cannon? Like, you already have a cannon.
It's a it's actually a Sidekick Vault. So keeping their new Sidekick. So you got the footlong cookie. You got the Annie Ann's footlong pretzel.
Yes.
And then you got the Cinnabon footlong churro.
You look so excited about this.
Yes.
It's great.
It's glowing. I
mean, this it's fantastic.
You bring this on the plane with you? Like, how did you get this through security?
That's a great question.
I had to grease the guys up front.
Okay.
On the board,
you slipped
for
them 100.
Yeah, exactly.
But, how'd you get involved with Subway? Like, how did this all come about?
You know what? I grew up, there was one fast food joint, if you want to call it fast food.
Right.
There was one joint in my hometown. It was actually Subway.
Okay.
And so I went there a lot as a kid, and they came in. Wanted to work with me, and you know, they're a heck of a brand, and I thought, why not? Let's do it.
What's your sub of choice at Subway?
I am a basic, just turkey on white, a little bit of lettuce and mayo mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Mayo and mustard. Billy, how do you feel about the mayo mustard mix?
I'm not a big mayo guy. I got to be honest with you.
You a ketchup guy?
I do like ketchup.
It checks out.
What is that supposed to mean?
Checks out.
What is that supposed to mean, Josh Allen?
Checks out.
Can I tell you the thing that I do that's worse than that everybody judges me on?
What?
So I'll get a Philly cheesesteak or a steak and cheese at Subway, and I put on some yellow mustard, and people hate that I do
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. That's what I say, but people don't like that I do that.
This is all I'm saying. Yeah. Mayo or mustard. I don't like the mix of it. That's all I'm saying.
But yes. You're missing out.
You're a mayo mustard guy. Have you played any golf yet?
I was at Pebble Beach last week.
Yeah,
played in the tournament there.
Wow.
Got to be out there. My dad was my caddy, so that was pretty fun.
How cool is that? Yeah.
It's awesome. We grew up not too far from there, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours in the Central Valley. So anytime we go to Pebble, it's pretty special.
Where are you getting out to later this week?
Hopefully a couple courses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did I overhear Billy say you played with Tom this week recently?
At
Pebble?
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
We got him. Yeah, we got him.
Tom Brady, but we just call him Tom.
First name basis.
Exactly right. Can I crack this safe? Like if I just start pushing some numbers?
If you guess it right, you can.
Really?
Really?
How many numbers is it?
It's
Can you tell me?
It's a four-digit combination. And then press pound after you're done.
Hmm.
Nobody's gotten it yet.
Really? My God. It'll pop open.
Work. Yeah, no, it pops open.
Are you sure?
They spent a lot of money on this thing.
This is it. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Billy, give me some of that. I'm starving.
Look at this thing. A giant canister. What is this?
They said $3 million on this thing alone.
$3 million.
I've heard that these cookies are really hard to get a hold of.
They really are.
Yeah,
really are.
Like they're running out everywhere.
Yeah,
amazing.
Here we are.
It's a footlong.
Look at this lucky
guess. What else can you ask for?
Yeah. Crazy. Can I eat this?
Eat it all. I brought it for you.
You want some of this? You want to share?
I've had my fair share today.
Really?
Oh my God. Mustard, by the way.
It's the off season.
It's honey mustard though. Yeah.
It's honey. How many times has Brady gotten you?
Too many. Four or five.
Really?
That was the first time
I didn't beat him on the field.
He's an old man.
I know. You think being retired, he'd have more time to work on his swing.
I guess.
You know?
I mean, it's not like he's broadcasting games. It's just there.
Not yet.
Well, we'll see if he ever does that.
Well, did you talk shit to him as you were beating him? I mean,
no. Okay. No, never. No, we got a pretty good relationship. It's fun to dig at him a little bit, him and Aaron.
What do you make of the laziness of this entire industry who does everything? And I'm guilty as charged, okay? All we do is talk about rings, and Josh Allen doesn't have a ring, and Josh Allen's too good to not have a ring. Like, do you laugh at the sports media?
I mean, I don't really see it First of all,
you don't listen to it?
No, not really.
Really?
No, not really.
Really? So, you know it's out there.
That's very good for me.
It's out there.
It is.
Yeah. The good thing is, though. Why are you talking bad about me?
Well,
you know what, Billy? I didn't bring it up, and if you didn't bring it up, I would not have brought it up.
I got to be honest with you.
Now you're in too deep. Go ahead.
Listen, I understand that's your job.
He didn't mean to do it.
I didn't mean to do it. I have a question over here in the cheap seats.
Hey, Juju's over there.
What do you say to a media member who wants to put up billboards that you have a stupid face?
Yeah.
Did
you hear about that?
That's the guy.
I did hear about that
that's
one.
The
did
guy.
You hear about that a couple years ago?
Yes. Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah. It's Lepetard's fault. He put him in a compromising position.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah. Like, okay. I'm going to come clean, Josh. I was partially involved with that.
Okay.
And no, more than partially. I'm a card-carrying member of the Bills Mafia. He is guilty. He was
not 100%. Not 100% true. This is what happened.
Billy, explain yourself.
This is what happened.
The truth, and I think Josh is a forgiving guy. Okay?
Look, here's the thing, Josh.
I hope
and we're gonna be honest here.
I'm eating a pretzel though.
Yeah, just beating the Dolphins. We're from Miami. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Makes
sense. We're talking about the situation. What does that mean? Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Okay. So we're talking about the game.
Dolphin fan checks out.
He knows.
You beat the Dolphins pretty badly, and then we were talking about the situation. Tua had just gotten a concussion on the show. We had a wrestler turned doctor come on saying that Mike McDaniel should be charged with murder for Tua, even though he was still alive, which
it's
was
absurd.
Kind of like a crazy situation that we were headed down. You know, and then you threw an interception, and sometimes when you throw an interception, and it's not your fault. This is your face. What are we supposed to do? So you throw an interception, and the camera zooms in on your face, and then you're like deep in thought, looking kind of like off in the distance. It's late in the season, December, January maybe. You have the beard going. And I said, you know what, Josh, sometimes this is a stupid face, you know? But I said it partially out of envy, if I'm going to be honest with you, because you're very successful at your craft. I said it partially because you beat my team.
You don't got to lie. It's
bro. He's saying it so aggressively.
Josh.
He's damn near pointing
at the
camera.
Trying to change the subject because then we're going to talk about murdering of someone who's still alive. And it was like a whole thing. And like, you know, like there's lots of things. But Josh, you agree. You sometimes see the shots that they show and you're like, yeah.
I think.
Do you want to punch him in the face right now?
Yes.
Why?
Josh, yes. I will tell
I
you this.
I feel like we got off on the right foot.
In his defense, I will say this. He and I always say, at least I feel like you're the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
He feels like you're one of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL, if it means anything to you. Like, we don't do the
Mahomes,
ranks thing.
Mahomes, Tua, you, and then we'll throw in a fourth somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And it also led to Bills fans and Bills Mafia putting up signs and said Josh Allen has a really smart face, which was incredible.
I do like that.
So,
and now,
you know,
I like being smart.
Yeah.
I'd rather be smart than stupid.
I've heard that you're the smartest quarterback, that you have the highest Wonderlic score.
Chris Sims told us that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Look, I'm here for accountability. Also on our show, somebody said that y'all need a dome. Do you feel me? Y'all was stupid for not having a dome.
That was
he might agree
that
with that.
That was not me.
He might agree
it
with
was
that.
Chris
no,
Whittingham.
We're Buffalo. Got to be outside in the elements.
You canceled the game because it was snowing a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we canceled it, but the government canceled
it. Who was that about?
we were ready to play.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the game is still snowing the next day. I think that game could have been played.
Did you see the conditions?
Yeah,
it was
football
bad,
weather.
Really.
That's he's football never, weather, Josh. That's playoff football
he's,
weather.
He's never been to
Miami
Buffalo.
Guy.
They
checks
went to Kansas
out.
City.
He's never been out of Miami.
Checks
I mean,
out.
They went to Kansas City and couldn't feel their fingers.
Dolphins.
Wait, Josh. This is
catch
very
warm weather guy. Check out.
This is very important to me. All right, and we appreciate you doing this with us because Billy is a very nice guy. He does not want you to think that he's a lousy person because he's not. I'm telling you that he's not. Mm. Okay,
yes.
So. Are you able to find it anywhere in your being to forgive Billy Gill for a terrible, tragic mistake?
I brought you a cookie.
I'll forgive.
Really?
But I won't forget.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Billy, now that you're face to face with him, I mean, pretty handsome guy.
I got to say, you really are. If you don't have a stupid face up close.
You know, I work with what I got.
Can I ask you a question, not to delve too deep into the personal? You started dating a famous singer, correct?
Allegedly.
We'll say, you know, some people have maybe said, and then someone else started dating a famous singer, and no one's talking about you.
It's okay.
I feel like it's actually really good for you, because then no one's paying attention to you.
I think Josh likes that.
I think he hates me.
I don't know. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, of course. Right.
No, but I think nobody circles a wagon like the Buffalo Bills.
Thank
and that's
you.
The only thing that
would
matters.
You jump through a table?
I've jumped through a few already.
Flaming
really?
Tables?
Nothing on fire, but I've jumped through a couple.
Okay. Just for
this
funsies?
This is in college, yeah.
Okay.
Those fans are so great, man. Like, I'm certain, knowing the type of competitor that you are, like, how badly do you want to win a Super Bowl for that fan base?
I think about it every day.
Do you really?
Dream about
every
it.
Every single day. That's unbelievable. They're so great, right? Like, they don't get mad at you when you guys, I mean.
Never.
No, I don't think so.
I ain't never been mad at my dog. Never, neither. Not once. It's
no, I have some friends who are Bills fans, and they're never mad at Josh Allen. It's always something else.
Exactly.
Man.
I'm me and Christine Lisi are the biggest Bills fans in the world. Oh, yeah. I ain't been mad at you one time, big brother.
Appreciate you.
Do you know Christine Lisi?
I wish I could have matched you with jackets today.
I got you one. Send me your address. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, yeah, send him your address. He'll send you
Josh, you think you could rock that jacket?
If I'm standing next to him, yeah, absolutely. Like, we... You like kind of like the Dumb and Dumber look.
Juju, take it off and let him try
smarter,
it on.
Smarter.
Yeah, you want to try that jacket on?
No.
No. I'm got too far.
I'm going to be Tommy Boy, fat guy in a little coat. You know, we don't want that.
I will tell you, he's a Jet fan. Can you just stop? Like, just stop. Yeah. Knock it off, all right? Stop beating us.
Take it easy. You weren't supposed to win the division this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine me in the crowd?
This is what you
got to
deal with? This is what you got to deal with?
Brother, I was in Miami when y'all won that game in Miami, standing on the crowd, put my use down.
Oh, it was horrible.
I love it.
It was so bad.
I love that. That's my guy right there.
It is your guy. Tell us one more time what you're doing here with Subway, and thank you for being a good sport. Billy needed to bury the hatchet with you.
Yeah.
He had
have
to
we buried the hatchet officially?
I don't think so. I think you've
did you like the cookie?
It's great. I love it.
And we like the footlong.
Pretzel and churro, yeah, they're incredible.
Josh,
okay. I love
halfway
them all.
Through it.
I love it.
While you two were talking,
that's what
eating.
We're out here doing. So showing everybody what these Subway Sidekicks are all about.
I'm serious. We do say that all the time. We talked to Sims. He's a good friend of ours. I think you're the best quarterback in the NFL. I really do.
You.
I don't care about the Super Bowls. If I had to choose one quarterback for one game, I'm choosing you.
He said that about Joe Burrow.
That's not true. That's not true. Don't get me in the trouble.
I was honest with you. He's lying to your face.
You have a stupid face, Billy.
My bullshit meter is off the charts right now.
I was honest with you.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. Yep. Michael Penix and Rome. Now I'm going to butcher it because you got me thinking too much. We were talking about it too much, how to pronounce your last name. Odunze. Did I get it right?
Right on.
You guys are with us on behalf of Sharpie. Thank you for joining us. You guys haven't, you just got into town, but are you excited to be in Vegas or what?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited.
Yeah?
Being his. Man, I'm back home. Being his home state.
What are these smiles? You guys, what are you guys getting?
It's his home state, okay.
Yeah.
He knew here. He was sending me videos of the hotel. He a country boy, so he's excited.
Is this your first time in Vegas, Michael?
No, I've been here. Okay. Pac-12.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We won out here.
Yes. Are you going to show him the ropes or like?
I mean, they got a bunch of different things set up for him, so he's seeing a lot of it already. Right. They got it taken care of, so you know, I'll show him some of the secret spots and the little things that the tourists don't know about. So,
what are you guys doing with Sharpie?
Yeah, so we both partner with Sharpie. Our rookie deal, you know, we have we're especially talking about the Sharpie S gel pen with right here. You know, this is a pen that we'll be using. You know, I'll be using to sign my rookie contract. And what I like about it is, as a lefty, you know, this pen has no smear, no smudge, no bleed. And as a lefty, that's big time for me. So I don't have to worry about my autograph getting messed up. But, man, it's a high-performance pen that's used in a lot of different professional settings, you know. So I'm super blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting. I mean, I remember, you know, using the smell Sharpies growing up. Every time a fan asked me to sign something, it's most likely with Sharpies. So
yes.
It's super exciting. And like Mike was saying, you know, they got this new pen. And it's awesome because, you know, we take notes on football. So when we're taking notes, like being able to write quick and not having any smear, no bleed through the pages and making sure it all looks crisp, you know, the S-gel pen gets it done for us.
Plus, I like the sweatsuits, guys. I got to be honest with you. Sweatsuits.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
How do I get one of those, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, you can autograph my hat at the end here because I'm going to ask you to because we got to try out the Sharpies, okay?
Yeah.
But I want a sweatsuit.
Okay. We'll get it done.
How'd you guys feel like all season? It felt like you guys kept winning games, and yet no one was giving you the proper respect. And so how did that feel as it was going on?
It was motivating.
Yeah.
It was motivating.
Yeah, because you look for a chip, right?
Yeah, for sure. Our coach, he put it on the screen in front of us, you know, beginning of the week. It's like,
right.
This is what the underdogs, this is what the numbers say this week, you know, the odds and stuff, you know. But, man, we use that as motivation. We knew what we had in our room. We knew that we had what it takes to beat anybody. And we just continue to show that week by week.
You feel it too? Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the motivation just kept growing. I mean, you know, some of our biggest games we continue to be underdogs in, and you know, that just gave us that motivation, like Mike was saying. You know, we knew what we had, you know, internally, and before the season even started, we believed in ourselves that we were going to excel and have a lot of fun with it. So when people continue to doubt us, even when we were having that success at a great clip, it was fun to be able to have that extra motivation from them.
Have you guys taken credit for your coach getting the Alabama job?
Oh, yeah.
Because you should. Yeah. Actually, thank you. Yeah. What do you mean? He doesn't get that job without you two. Get out of here.
No, I mean, you know.
Michael's smiling.
I mean, DeVore's been doing it for a long time. You know, you look at his resume, and it speaks for itself. And that's all those coaches, you know, all those coaches grew up, and that offensive staff, that defensive staff, they've been doing it for a long time. So, you know, it connected, and we had a great year, which I'm sure propelled all of us. But, you know, they were going to be great regardless.
Is it kind of cool walking through here and seeing, like, you know, Dan Marino's hanging around? Like, is that cool for you?
No, it is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, is there a guy that you want to see, like, or want to meet, or?
Not specifically. Right. I'm super blessed to meet all of them. It's crazy, though.
How about you, man?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, you got to look left and right because you might see somebody, you know, you know, famous or you know, a big name. But anybody specific? No. I mean, if Devin Hester's here, I'd love to meet Devin Hester.
I'm not certain he's here.
I don't think he's here, but I've been waiting to meet him.
Who's a quarterback that you would compare yourself to? You would say you have no one? Michael, no one?
Nobody.
Do you agree with it? You guys are really close friends. Like, I can tell there's a chemistry here. You should start a podcast. We'll talk about that on another day. But there's no one that you could compare yourself to. You're the best quarterback in the draft.
I'm the best.
You're the best quarterback in the world.
I'm the best.
Yeah. You're the best wide receiver in the world.
Tell him.
You're the best wide receiver in the draft.
For sure.
Who would you – who, like, is there a guy that you would say – I have a similar skill set to this guy in the NFL right now?
You know, I think my different aspects of my game resemble, like, different aspects of people in the NFL. I like to think of it like that, like, not just one wide receiver that kind of has it, but different pieces of my game. Like, my releases, I like to think of it in a Davante Adams sort of way. My you know, contested catches, I like to think of that as, like, Julio Jones. My route running, I like to be like Keenan Allen. So it's different aspects of different receivers that I like to combine.
The transfer portal is such a great thing, I think, for college sports in general, but specifically your sport in football. And without it, you wouldn't have been able to go from where you were playing to Washington and competing for a national championship. These are good things. These are good times for college athletes, right?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. You know, I feel like the transfer portal, it's amazing. You know, like, it definitely, you know, helped me out a lot, you know, within my career. You know, so I'm super blessed for it. And I like how, you know, they allow you to play right away, you know, because sometimes people get put in bad situations, you know, as far as the transfer portal, you know, because you got coaches that are leaving, coaches get fired and stuff like that. And maybe you get put into a situation that might not fit you and your playing style, you know. So, you know, I feel like the transfer portal is big on allowing you to get to where you need to be to help you elevate yourself, not only as a player, but as a person as well. So
what's the coolest thing about Michael? Because I know you're going to give me an honest answer. I'm going to ask you the most annoying thing after, okay?
Okay. I would just say his poise. I mean, like, he keeps it cool, calm, collected. Like, I mean, he's a superstar, and he's been a superstar for a long time in college football. He's a superstar back in his hometown. So, you know, his ability to maintain, you know, keep it cool and still be a super genuine person to everybody he interacts with, I think that's the coolest thing about him.
What's the coolest thing about him?
Just being the same guy every day.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what setting we're in. You know, he's going to be the same guy. Especially, I've been talking about it a lot, you know, just practice, you know, just his work habits as well. You know, he never takes a rep off, and people ask about our connection a lot and what helped that. And I always say, you know, just the way that we practice, you know, I knew that every time I threw him the ball in practice, he's going to give me 100% effort. You know, even if he knew the ball wasn't coming his way, he was going to give 100%, you know, because of the love that he has for this game and the love that he has for our team as well, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm blessed to have, bro. So.
Best friends get to break each other's balls. So I'm going to ask you both. You guys are really good friends. No, you get to. You get to. I'm just wondering what's the most annoying thing about Michael. That's all. I was like, come on, give it to me.
Hey, yo.
So you said what's the most annoying thing?
Most annoying. Yeah, the thing that he does that annoys you the most.
He laughs too much. Yeah. Look. No, I don't annoy me, though.
I like you guys. Man. How do I get you guys both to the Jets? Is that possible?
Hey, man, make some calls, man. All right.
One more time on the way out. While you sign my hat, tell us what you're doing with Sharpie, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So we're here with Sharpie. They got us out here. They got this new S-Gel pen. They got us sporting. No smear, no smudge. And we're just, promoting a great pen. You know, we're high-performance athletes, like Mike said, and we want a high-performance pen. Sure. So this allows us to do that.
Oh, sure.
And Sharpie's been around for a long time, so it's exciting to be able to be working with them. You know, I remember using Sharpie, like I said earlier, the smelling Sharpies and you know, every time the fan hands me, I'm using a Sharpie. So now I'd like to be partnering with them. It's kind of crazy and it's surreal. But, yeah, they've been in the game for a long time. So it's been.
All right. I love you guys. You guys are great. Seriously, you're really good at this. Both of you are really good at this and you're really young. So there's a lot of hope moving forward. Hopefully you won't be here too often because you'll be playing at Super Bowls. But we appreciate it and appreciate you guys spending some time with us and signing my hat. And thanks to Sharpie for getting this done. Thank you, guys.
Sir. I appreciate you for having us.
Good luck to both of you, man. Yeah, enjoy your week.
You.
Okay.
Thank you as well.
All right, man. All right, Radio Row, Super Bowl week, things are picking up. Puka Nacua is with us. I am very excited about this. He is joining us on behalf of Pepsi. Billy, what is happening with Puka and Pepsi here? Because I want one of these jackets, and I'm hoping Puka Nacua can get one for me.
Well, so Puka, congratulations. You're a finalist for the Pepsi Zero Sugar NFL Rookie of the Year Award.
Thank you so much. And it's a huge blessing to be associated with Pepsi. I've been able to do some stuff with them back in LA and then also to be one of the fan favorites to come away with this Pepsi award.
Yeah. Is this your first interview today on Radio Row?
This is my first bright and early. Good in the morning.
Wait, hold on a second.
No, this is his first time to Radio Row, I would assume,
okay.
Right? Yes.
So that then, well. Puka, this is a moment that you're going to remember forever. Actually, you're probably going to forget it in like an hour. But this is a moment. Me and Stu Gatz are here. We're doing this show, God Bless Football, with you. This is your first time at Radio Row. You had a great season. You may be the Pepsi Zero Rookie of the Year.
He will be.
Right? So you're going to be a big star.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When you're a big star, you're going to forget about us. And you're going to forget this moment. So we need to make a pact right now that you're going to remember us as being the first ones to do this with you. And then whenever we see you moving forward, you're like, that's my guy.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Billy over there.
Billy and Stu, I'm going to tell him, Pepsi, hey, we need three jackets of this one.
Yes,
right here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He got us looking fresh. We need it. Still, Billy and Stu, we need an XL for both of them, please. Mm-hmm. And my guy, Juju, what you at? XL, 2X.
I'm a Schmedium.
He's a Schmedium. Yeah, he likes things tight. Listen, they're not making XLs like they used to, okay? So a double XL for me, if you don't.
You've got it. This is a double XL. There's no way you fit
triple XL for me. Then.
Jesus.
Puka, how'd you last in the fifth round, man? How the hell?
Oh, man. It was definitely a crazy journey. I think back to how long ago the draft and that combine was. But yeah. Just a blessing that, I mean, the Rams took me. I just believing in myself and just trusting the process for sure.
Yeah. It's amazing. You had such a great year. And you know, kind of a disappointing ending. But I was wondering, like, as you guys were playing that game against Detroit, knowing how bad Detroit's been for so long, knowing how much that game meant to that city, was there a part of you that like kind of felt good for the Detroit fan base even while losing
a
game?
No way.
Oh. You never know, Billy. Puka's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Puka's a nice guy,
Puka
man.
Was happy to lose. He's like, you know what? I just really feel good for Detroit.
No, Puka,
I don't care about winning.
2 days later, you have some reflection. No, 2 days later, you have some reflection. You know what? I'm a rookie. I'll have plenty of opportunities, all right, to get back to that spot. Detroit, they're never getting back to that spot.
What a ridiculous question. So, Puka, if you lose Rookie of the Year, you're just going to be happy for anyone who wins it? Like, no, get out of here.
Let him answer that. Let's see.
No, definitely. There was a lot of sleep loss after that Detroit game for sure. And,
but 2 days later.
I don't know. Yeah, Big Panay Sue, I told him I lost to him in high school. So he's like, yeah, I got my win back. And I was like, that one hurt me. That one hurt me for a long time.
Yeah.
So definitely not. That wasn't cheering for the Detroit fans, though.
If I told you before the season started, you were going to have the season that you just had, you would have told me what, because you were crazy, man.
You were crazy, man. Yeah, yeah. I was like, man, you've been doing the little mystic readings too often.
How cool was it watching that video that came out a couple weeks ago where it was the Rams and like how they were watching your tape? Like, if he's still around, this is going to be a steal for us.
Yeah, that was actually, it was so cool to kind of see the process of them. And then especially if I thought of like the one thing of like that gave me so much confidence in that clip was seeing Coach McVay of like how we can use him in the pass game, how we can use him in the run game. And just, I feel like that's some of the things that the confidence that was in myself that kept me going in the process of like guys were passing me up. And then the team that took me saw all the things that I knew I was capable of. So it made me feel really good.
Had you seen that before it went out or no? Because like when they're drafting you, they say that to everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, so like you don't know if they actually are saying this about you because they're just
saying whatever. If someone took you right before, yeah, they would have said that about the next guy.
Yeah. So like when you see it, you're like, oh shit, they really believed in me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I hadn't seen it before. So it was like a real thing. And it was just like, yeah, it was Coach McVay's the man. So to hear those things come out of his mouth.
I'm wondering if you had seen or heard this before. So we have this guy that works on our show. His name is Greg Cody. He's a writer for the Miami Herald. He also thinks that he's a great singer. Mm. And he wrote a song about you.
He did.
And then it was going around. And I believe your brother had retweeted and put it out there. So I don't know if it's gotten to you yet. But we told him that we were going to be talking to you. And all he wanted to do was hear this song. And they can play it now in our headphones for you to hear it.
Yeah.
But he wrote a song about you.
This show loves you. This is a tribute to you. Okay.
Much love.
Okay. His quarterback is not named Puka Nacua, fantasy assassin. It's the time to cash in. Yeah, it's Puka.
Puka Nacua. Okay, no, I'm not.
Yes, you're gonna start singing it. I'm telling you right now. I walk around my house. I sing it all day. It's good, right?
I like it.
All right, that is courtesy of Greg Cody. Yeah. He's going to be so happy that you like that. I want to play it again.
I'll take the PDF file of that. You can send it to my phone.
We're going to send that to you. If you weren't going to remember us before, we're going to be probably the only ones that played you a song about you.
I would think so, maybe.
Yeah. All right, so Puka, we have a deal here. Again, he's with us on behalf of Pepsi, okay? As you continue to ascend, all right, throughout your career, you become, you know, a Hall of Famer one day, hopefully. You will remember both me, Billy, well, all three of us, and Juju as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You signed the big deals with, like, Oakley, or you signed the big deals with, like, Nike, whatever. Like, oh, who should we send stuff to? Like, it's a new Puka shoe. Like, oh, you know what? Billy, size 12. We're going to send him some.
Yes, sir.
What surprised you most about the NFL in your first year?
I guess that the amount of time that everybody spends outside of the locker room, like in the facility, but not in the locker room together, in the cafeteria, in the training room, in the weight room. Like that's where I try to get Coop and them to like play a little pickup, like pig at the back of the facility and stuff like that. But it's like, I thought like at the locker room in college, like that's where they have all the games. They have the ping pong tables. Everybody has the big crazy lockers now. So it's like, that was like kind of the opposite. Whereas we were hanging in the cafeteria, having a blast.
Did you have a welcome to the NFL moment this year?
Yeah, week one, I got put on my butt. I was at a pooling play where I'm going back to insert in the C gap, and as soon as I was getting ready to insert, I'm looking up at the sky, and both my feet are off the ground, and I was like, that's not how the play was supposed to end up for sure.
Who got you? Do you know?
It was one of the defensive tackles. I don't even know, but that's why it was like a blur. I was looking there, and then I was up in the sky, and I was like, that was coach is going to be pissed at that one.
All right, man. Well, good luck with the Rookie of the Year, and thank you for joining us. I look forward to getting my jacket.
Yeah, yes, sir. Lots of cherry Pepsi Zero Sugar, all
exactly.
That.
Exactly. The wild cherry goes crazy.
Congratulations to you, man. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right, enjoy the day. All right, we have Mike Golic Sr. with us. It is Radio Row Super Bowl week. Mike, how many of these have you been to?
I think somewhere between 26 and 28.
Right.
So it's been a while roaming around out here. You lose count after a while. And I'm now probably, it's been about 15 years, I'm to the point where I don't look to get to the big parties. Right. I mean, remember, yes. I mean, you've been around this way more, a long time, like me as well. The Maxim party, the Sports Illustrated party, ESPN had the big party all the time, and everybody's like, oh, I got to get to that. And then you go to them, and they normally stink.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, but you just want to be there and be seen there. And probably about 15 years ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
Really?
I'm good.
I was going to ask sleep. You, when's the age where you're like, I don't care about being seen, I just want to relax?
It about 15 to 20 years ago, where I was just, I'm wondering
wondering if
my age now, Billy.
I'm wondering if, now. Mike has been in this getting close to a decade. He's 34, so I wonder if he's getting close because he's still, you know, I'm going to have a drink here, or going out here, or I'm going to this. I'm wondering if he's starting to teeter on that line.
I can only speak for myself. I don't think he is yet.
Yeah, I don't either. Right. Yeah, I don't either.
I can only speak for myself. Like, 15 years ago, it was 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Yep, every single yep. morning. Come here, do Radio Row, hungover. Now it's a drink, a couple of hands of blackjack, and bed by 11.
And listen, how about it? All the years we've been doing this, we can finally say a couple hands of blackjack, you know, because it's in Vegas. But you're right. I mean, and the difference, too, was I was doing a show 6 to 10 yeah. Eastern time. And we did, you know, Greeny and I did three or four that were on San Diego, San Francisco, Phoenix. You know, so we did them on the, so it was 3 o'clock. I just ran into to Brady Quinn last night, who does the Fox morning show. And he was, you know, we were, me and my wife were going down to go out to dinner and he was going up to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because you got, he's got, I said, when are you getting up? He said about 1:30 because their show starts at 3,
right?
You know, local time. So it's a different ballgame.
That is brutal. Like, yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like Greg Giannotti, WFAN, I was talking to him. He's starting his show at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yes. Yep. it's brutal.
It really is. How are you doing on the money front? Has the wife lost all the money yet?
Okay, she had a rough start.
Yes.
It was our last night on Tuesday night. And she hit it pretty big.
Really?
She made a
look
monster,
at that smile on your face.
A monster comeback. Now, wow. Immediately she went into one of the shops and spent it. But that's okay because it was somebody else's money, right? So it worked out okay. But, yeah, and that's how, as she says, she goes, I grind. She
right. goes, I grind.
I have to lose some to go ahead and then to win some. And she's very good at it.
She needs to feel desperate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's so great. Mike, you and I discussed this earlier in the week a little bit on your show, by the way, about how there's not, it doesn't feel like there's the proper buzz around this game, which is odd to me when you consider these are two storied franchises who have won a lot of Super Bowls.
Well, I think the buzz will come later in the week like normal when more of the fans get here. But we've always known that the Super Bowl is kind of shut out to the common fan, right? It's
yeah.
more of the white collar thing. So I do think it loses some of that luster anyway. But I think later in the week, like for most Super Bowls, when it starts to get a little bit crazy, the weather here, I think, is going to start to at least be dry. It's
yeah.
not going to be awfully warm, but I think that helps as well when people can be out and walking around. But it is surprising because it's not like we're shocked that these two teams are here,
right.
But maybe it's a lot of people are like, ho-hum, these two teams are here. But there's always great storylines.
Well, certainly you have them in this game. You have Mahomes and Purdy. That, like, yeah. To me, that's the storyline of the game. You have an all-time great who's a guy who's chasing Tom Brady
right.
versus a guy who was selected last in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
That's a great storyline.
You know, that's why I had said I think the most pressure on anybody in this Super Bowl is John Lynch. Because John Lynch has put together an incredible team. John Lynch is coming off of the incredible failure mm-hmm. of Trey Lance of giving up assets to move up to get a guy at the pick they got him at, and then it be completely not work to the team he has built to the last couple of years, us saying they have the most complete team in the NFL. And they haven't been able to close the deal. Andy's won multiple Super Bowl. Pat's won multiple Super Bowls. Travis Kelce has won them as well and is dating the most famous person on the planet. So, I mean, you know, what's the pressure there of obviously wanting to win? But John Lynch to say, you know what? What we're building here, while it's been successful, it hasn't gotten them to the mountaintop yet.
So, guys, he knows how to play your game better than you know how to play your game. Because Stugatz has been playing a game of who has the most pressure, who needs to win it the most.
Yeah.
John Lynch was nowhere
near
his
list. He was off
the board
for
me, wasn't
yes.
on there.
Who do you have?
Well, for me, it
changes
it's
week
Shanahan.
To week, wow, Mike. No, just so you know.
It's yeah, Kyle sure. Shanahan for me.
Yeah. I mean, he's right there.
No,
I
you're
agree.
Considered one of the, you know, you're yes. considered this genius, one of the best coaches of the NFL. Some people say he's an all-time great coach. Go win a Super Bowl. Like, yep. he's got to win a Super Bowl.
Could we say the pressure is the Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, because both dads have done it.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan
yes.
and Ed McCaffrey yes. together.
Christian yes. McCaffrey also not yeah. on his list.
Yeah.
This is how you
no
play
pressure.
This game.
No pressure on Christian.
That's how you play
but
the game.
Not, it's all about the quarterbacks and the coaches. We know that.
And the pressure on Mahomes. The pressure on Mahomes is only how much higher does he go in the greatest of all time. I mean, great. I feel really bad if he loses this one. You
right.
know?
Yeah, well,
and it's still, you
know. You don't lose too many, though, Mike.
I know, but you're still in the team picture of greatest of all time and what you're –
first year. I mean, literally compared to the other guys, been here a handful of years.
Billy, let me explain this to you. It's not the running back. I know you think Mike's playing the game better than I
do. He is playing it a lot better than you are.
He won a Super Bowl. Had he never won the Super Bowl, many people still would have considered Walter Payton to be the greatest running back of all time.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yes.
And I still think it's ridiculous we put Super Bowl rings on quarterbacks. Because Dan Marino is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He didn't have a ring. So,
it's funny how we do it.
Yeah.
It's really lazy how we do it.
Yeah.
Joe Buck thinks there's going to be a problem with the Super Bowl in Vegas. So far, so good, though, Mike.
You know what? I go back to when we first heard the Raiders were moving to Vegas, and some of my NFL brethren doing the, oh, God, we're done. Here we go.
Right.
I'm like, you do realize that hundreds of thousands of people live there and have jobs there and somehow don't become degenerates, okay? it's what you're called. It's your profession, okay? You go to work, and this is what they're going. We all of a sudden think every player is going to get approached by some sleazy bookie saying, I'm going to break your leg if you don't, you know, turn the number for us. I mean, come on. It was a joke to think that, you know, they're professionals and they're just in a different city that happens to have a lot of gambling. And look at what the league did.
Yes.
The league and the NFL, because they're the most popular and they make the most money, can be the slowest to react to everything, right?
Yep. Yes.
And they were the slowest to react to this until all the owners heard that the money they can make starts with a B.
Right.
And then they said, Oh, you know what? maybe gambling isn't so bad.
Vegas sounds great.
You know, none of anybody who works for us, you can't go into a casino or anything, but hey, we're going to take the money. Yeah. Right.
I do understand why they're not letting the guys in casinos. It's like, Vegas has a way of just sucking you in, man. Yeah. It does. It did it to me.
I can understand the sports book, but you know what? Going to play a hand of blackjack doesn't do it doesn't really go, oh God, this person's compromised now by going to play blackjack. A sports book, I get though.
Yeah, I see Gojo laughing, your son laughing over there. I'm telling you, I was in bed half asleep and I was thinking, oh, I'm here. There's a blackjack table right downstairs. I'm gonna play.
Here's the problem.
I want a lot of money.
You came into this as a degenerate.
Yes, I did.
You were already there.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah. Yes. Let's end on that note. God bless football, Mike Golick.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Thank you, Billy.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.